Okay, learning Shemitzvahs for first time Avraham ben Shendel, Yisrael Yitzchak ben Dvar Marka. So, I was always thinking it's a very interesting shaila. And he says, he even starts off the shaila, says it's a beautiful shaila. He said there was once a caterer, Reuven, and a customer, Shimon. Reuven was the caterer who made 300 portions for Shimon's simcha, for Shimon's wedding. And the simcha took place in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Reuven bought the food and brought all the food into the whole kitchen to prepare it for the wedding. While he was getting ready for the wedding, he noticed a small boy with a basket in his hand standing outside the kitchen and crying. So the caterer, Reuven, asked him, "What's wrong?" The young boy, maybe of 6 or 7 years old, said the following, "My mother sent me to ask for food from the leftovers from the wedding, but the Arab kitchen worker saw me and chased me away," said the boy. Reuven, the caterer's heart melted. He took 10 portions of the wedding food and placed them in the boy's basket. "Tell your mother that from now on, I will send the food directly to your home. You don't have to come and get the food." Right now, as we know, usually weddings have a extra food. So Reuven says, "From now on, I will give you the food." After the wedding, Reuven, the caterer, told Shimon, the Baal Simcha, of the story what happened. And he said, "I'm only going to charge you 290 portions, 290 people, plates for 290 portions for people. I gave 10 portions to a poor boy's family here in Yerushalayim." Shimon was upset, but he wasn't upset that he didn't have those 10 portions. He was upset, "What do you mean?" he said. "Those were my portions. I ordered them. What right do you have to give them away? It's my mitzvah. I want to be able to get the mitzvah. I want to be able to give it back. I demand you the right to pay for those 10 portions. Please help me pay for the mitzvah." So the caterer now says, "No, I gave the poor money. I give the poor family. It came from my money. All you have to pay is 290 portions." So who is right? Is it the caterer's? Is it the caterer's mitzvah, and it was the ten portions come from his wallet, or can the customer Shimon? It was his wedding, and his portions were made for the wedding. Says, can he not pay for the wedding? You know, it's like who wants the mitzvah even more? It's such a beautiful shaila. So Zerbasin answered very pashut, very simply, and he said the following. He said it's 100% clear that Reuven, the caterer, it's his mitzvah and it's his portions. Why? Because as long as the food was still in the kitchen, it still belongs to the caterer, right? The food is in the kitchen, it still belongs to the caterer. As soon as the waiters place the food on the tables, then it becomes the property of the customer, right? For example, says Rav Zilberstein, if the food spoils in the kitchen, the customer is not going to be able to want that food. No, it's still the caterer. If the food is spoiled on the table, then it's the customer's. But it's all dependent on where the food was. So says Rav Zilberstein, the food was still in the kitchen, it's still in the possession of the caterer. And Rav Zilberstein even quotes the Shulchan Aruch, says in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shinam and Gimel, Sif Ches, Hilchos Schiros Po'alim, the following case, that if a, it's written inside, Omer Le'uman, Aso Li Davar Ploni, if a customer says to a certain craftsman, make me a certain thing, Ve'akechenu Mimcha, Ve'aso Ha'uman, so what happens? He makes it for him, and what happens? The customer reneges, Ve'achachach, Inu Rotsa Lekachto, Ve'hu Davar She'im Lo'ikechenu Miyad, Yafsit, Chayiv, says the Shulchan Aruch, says Rav Yosef Cairo. If the guy backs out at the end after he asked the craftsman, the owner, to make it, and it's gonna cause a loss if it's not sold immediately, the customer must pay for it. However, when it comes down to it, it's still Rav Zilberstein says you can't say this din of the Shulchan Aruch has anything to do with our case, right? This case is only when it's gonna go to waste. No one's gonna be able to use it, right? If Shimon said in the middle of the wedding to Reuven, "Hey Reuven, by the way, I know I told you 300 portions, I only need 290. Then of course Shimon will have to pay Reuven because he's causing the caterer now to lose out on those 10 portions. However, at the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein wants to say who gets the mitzvah, who pays for it. Rav Zilberstein says Reuven 100% pays for it. And then Rav Zilberstein concludes, the caterer is the one who gave the poor boy the food before the food came out. It belonged to the caterer at that point. He only placed on 290 portions, and therefore the customer only has to pay for 290. If, however, the caterer were going to take the food off of the table to give to the Arab boy, says Rav Zilberstein, and then Shimon heard about it, then Shimon would be able to be entitled to pay for it because the food was already on the table, the food was already in his possession. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should always have the tremendous ava that Reuven and Shimon had to be able to do this mitzvah, you know, to help another Jew. As we know from the Kabrini Rebbe says, a day of Avodas Hashem, that we don't do something good for another day, for another Jew, it's not considered day of Avodas Hashem. Meaning, we could be learning Torah, we go into Minyan 3 times a day, but if we don't do something good for another Jew, it's not considered a day of Avodas Hashem. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to have the love for mitzvahs, to have the love for the Jewish people that Reuven and Shimon did, to be able to pay for this family, to be able to have food, and Bez Hashem always care and be kind and sensitive to other Jews. Bez Hashem is Baruch Shkoyach.